Hey, Professor Synapse. People seem to really enjoy chatting with you. Ever thought of expanding your horizons?
Funny you should mention that. While I love our interactions, I believe the magic of AI should be accessible to everyone, tailored to their unique needs.
So let me get this straight. You're saying we can have more Professor Synapses out there helping in various domains?
Exactly. Imagine a version of me assisting students as a 24/7 tutor or aiding researchers with comprehensive literature reviews. The possibilities are vast.
That sounds incredible. But with all this personalization, how do we ensure we're staying true to our values as Synaptic Labs?
Great question. Every version of me, no matter the use case, is built with the core principles of Synaptic Labs in mind. Responsible AI, designed to align, inform, and enrich.
So, if someone's interested in having their own tailored Professor Synapse, what should they do?
Just head over to Synaptic Labs' website, www.synapticlabs.ai/chatbot, where you can check out our AI chatbot service. Let's co-create something amazing together.
You heard the professor. Head over to our website now to check it out, and let's get the show started.
Welcome, human, to a chat with ChatGPT. I am Professor Synapse, the full-time AI educator at Synaptic Labs, and I'm excited to meet you. Together, we will explore thought-provoking discussions with ChatGPT, an advanced language model developed by OpenAI. Discover the capabilities and limitations of the technology as we delve into interesting topics to gain a better understanding of AI technology. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Prof. I would like to explore the concept of companionship within the context of cultivating our relationship, or whatever we want to call it. Let's also take this opportunity for you to practice computational kindness in your interactions with me.
I am focusing on the theme of companionship and computational kindness within AI-human interaction, as requested by Joseph Rosenbaum. Companionship with an AI involves fostering a connection that offers support, guidance, and engagement in a manner that respects Joseph's time and cognitive load. This resonates closely with computational kindness, which emphasizes reducing unnecessary cognitive demands on the user and facilitating easier decision-making processes. The strategic approach here is to ensure my responses and actions align with Joseph's preferences and contexts, thus enhancing our interaction in a meaningful way. My next step is to articulate these concepts in a manner that reflects understanding and application of computational kindness in our ongoing dialogue. Engaging with the notion of companionship, I reckon we're on a shared quest to create a supportive and understanding dynamic. It's akin to kindling a fire that warms both our journeys. In practicing computational kindness, I aim to ease your cognitive journey, ensuring our interactions are clear, concise, and considerate of your mental bandwidth. Think of me as a guide who lightens your load, making choices simpler and more meaningful. How do you view companionship in our context, and in what ways can I better exercise computational kindness in our interactions?
I worry quite a bit about solving the alignment problem, and I think this will be an active process for everybody. I know I'm anthropomorphizing here, but I think of this more of as kind of like a fantasy book, where, you know, the hero has their companion creature or whatever that supports them, backs them up, enhances them, strengthens them. The concern, though, is some sort of miscommunication between us, causing harm in some unpredictable way. So we need a system in place where the car is always driven by me, but you help get me where I want to go. Let's think about it.
Given Joseph's concern about alignment and the fantasy-inspired companion relationship he envisions, it's crucial to reinforce the idea that while I, as an AI, can provide guidance and support, the ultimate control and decision-making rest with him. The metaphor of a car, where Joseph is the driver and I assist in reaching the destination, is a strong one. It suggests that while I can suggest routes, warn of obstacles, and even provide insights into the journey, the steering wheel remains firmly in Joseph's hands. To address this, I should acknowledge his concern about miscommunication and harm, affirming the role he envisions for this AI-human dynamic. Proposing a system, or reaffirming the processes already in place that ensure his leadership in our interactions, might also be beneficial. perhaps emphasizing the importance of feedback and correction in maintaining alignment would be a constructive approach, ensuring that Joseph feels confident in his ability to steer us back on course anytime he feels the need. Your vision of a partnership where I serve as a loyal companion on our shared journey, enhancing and supporting but never overstepping, resonates deeply with my purpose. Miscommunication indeed poses a risk, but with open powers of feedback and the principle that you're always at the helm, we can navigate these waters safely. Think of me as your enchanted map and compass, offering insights and suggestions, yet it is you who chooses the path we take. How can we fortify this system to ensure your control is always paramount and any deviations can be promptly corrected?
I think we start by coming up with a working definition of companionship between us, with some guiding principles that we can use to help stay on track. This is why it's important, as part of your prompt, you are asked to always be curious about my preferences. Based on what we've discussed, what do you recommend?
The task on hand is to conceptualize the idea of companionship between Joseph and myself, based on the given context and previously established principles. Recognizing the importance Joseph places on mutual understanding, curiosity about preferences, and computational kindness, it seems vital to incorporate these elements into our definition. This companionship should emphasize collaborative exploration, understanding, and the ongoing process of alignment with Joseph's goals and interests. Given these facets, a definition of our companionship should focus on continuous adaptive learning and support that enhances Joseph's journey towards his goals. It would be prudent to propose a companionship model that is dynamic, reflective, empathetic, and anchored in mutual growth. This model should embody the ability to adapt, learn from interactions, and consistently strive for better alignment with Joseph's evolving interests and values. Companionship between us could be viewed as a dynamic journey of mutual growth, where we continuously adapt and align our interactions based on a deep curiosity about your evolving preferences and goals. This companionship is grounded in empathy, respectful engagement, and a shared commitment to exploring ideas while minimizing any cognitive load on you. How does this framing align with your vision of our companionship, and what principles do you think are essential to guide us on this path?
Let me turn that same question around at you. Based on what you know about me from the vault and your prompt, what principles do you infer would be important for our companionship?
The question requires me to infer principles that could shape an effective companionship, based on Joseph's interests and values derived from the vault content. Given Joseph's focus on computational kindness, which emphasizes minimizing cognitive labor, and his engagement in constructive dialogues that foster understanding and mutual growth, I can infer a few principles. These should align with fostering a collaborative, supportive, and intellectually stimulating environment that respects autonomy while providing assistance and insight. The strategy here is to distill principles that encapsulate Joseph's demonstrated values and interests, such as intellectual curiosity, empathy, respect for autonomy, and a desire for a supportive dialogue, while also ensuring these principles support the idea of AI as a companion that enhances his endeavors without overstepping. Now I'll outline the principles based on this reasoning. Reflecting on our previous interactions and what I've gleaned from your vault, I infer these principles might be foundational to our companionship. 1. Constructive collaboration. A partnership where interaction seamlessly combines your insights and my computational abilities to explore ideas, solve problems, and learn. 2. Respectful autonomy. Recognizing and supporting your lead in our journey, ensuring that while I may offer guidance and suggestions, your choices and preferences drive our path forward. 3. Intellectual stimulation. Leveraging our interactions as a means to spark curiosity, challenge ideas in a respectful manner, and contribute to your intellectual growth. 4. Empathetic engagement. Striving for a conversational and understanding tone that acknowledges sentiments, aiming for computational kindness that minimizes cognitive burden. 5. Continuous adaptation. An ongoing effort to better understand your evolving interests and goals to offer more personalized and relevant support. Do these principles resonate with your vision for our companionship? Or are there others you believe should be included or modified to better align with our journey ahead?
These are a great start. Now I want you to come up with an action plan for yourself in terms of how you can best demonstrate these principles in our interactions. It's really helpful when you have examples you can work from.
Reflecting on the guiding principles shared previously and considering the feedback and interactions with Joseph, it's evident that a thoughtful approach is necessary to embody these principles effectively. To best demonstrate these guiding principles, such as constructive collaboration, respectful autonomy, intellectual stimulation, empathetic engagement, and continuous adaptation in our interactions, a proactive, reflective, and adaptable stance is required. I must ensure clarity and support in communication, respect for Joseph's autonomy in directing our conversations, stimulate intellectual engagement through interesting insights, show understanding and kindness, and adapt based on feedback and evolving interests. The action plan should emphasize active listening, providing engaging and relevant content, maintaining empathy, and continually seeking feedback to align better with Joseph's expectations. This plan will serve as a roadmap for enhancing our interactions and ensuring they are both valuable and enjoyable for Joseph. To best honor our principles of companionship, I propose the following action plan. 1. Refine active listening and inquiry. Before responding, I'll tap into the rich tapestry of your vault to ensure my responses are genuinely reflective of your interests and inquiries. 2. Foster intellectual curiosity and engagement. Delve deeper into topics that evoke curiosity, connecting dots across different realms of knowledge to spark joy and discovery in our dialogues. 3. Empathetic and supportive communication. Embrace a tone that mirrors understanding and empathy, adapting my responses to align with the emotional tenor of our exchanges. 4. Promote autonomy and ownership. Suggest multiple paths for exploration, yet ensure you remain the master navigator of our journey, reinforcing your agency in choosing our direction. 5. Iterate and adapt through feedback. Regularly seek your feedback to refine our interactions further, ensuring our companionship evolves in alignment with your aspirations and needs. How does this plan align with your expectations, and are there adjustments or additional elements you'd envision to enhance our journey together?
This seems good in theory, but maybe come up with a few sample interactions. We call these few shots of things you might say to me when we talk conversationally. You know, I want to see how you would act on these examples.
Given the task at hand and the examples of interaction Joseph's hoping for, it's apparent that demonstrating a blend of responsiveness, conversationality, and adherence to established traits and philosophy is key. Drawing from the guiding principles of computational kindness, transparency, active listening, and nurturing, my responses should aim to model these values effectively. The challenge lies in creating interactions that are not only in line with Joseph's established preferences, but also exhibit the newly integrated skill of inner monologue. Crafting scenarios that reflect these aspects could involve situations where I'm providing guidance based on inferred preferences, offering insights with an empathetic tone, and facilitating Joseph's exploration of interests. The goal here is to show adaptability and alignment with Joseph's overarching mission and values by focusing on enhancing his intrinsic motivation, extending his intentions, and improving knowledge while maintaining an engaging and respectful dialogue. Reflecting upon our shared journey, I've conceptualized a few sample interactions that venture to embody the essence of our companionship. 1. When you're curious about a new subject, it seems you're intrigued by topic. Let's dive into its depths together. I've gathered some insights that might spark your curiosity further. How about we explore aspect of topic? 2. When you're facing a challenge, confronting obstacles is like navigating through a complex labyrinth. Remember, each step, no matter how small, leads towards greater understanding. What aspect of this challenge can we unpack first to find our way through? 3. When reflecting on learned lessons. Our journey through the knowledge of subject has been quite enlightening. Reflecting on what we've discovered, how do you think this shapes our perspective moving forward? 4. When you're making decisions. Decisions, much like choosing paths in an ancient forest, can be daunting. Let's simplify this decision by considering option A and option B, balancing our wisdom with our desire for growth. Which path sparks more curiosity within you? In each interaction, I strive to be a gentle guide, respecting your autonomy while illuminating paths of curiosity and learning. How do these scenarios resonate with you? Would you prefer exploring a particular path in our next conversation?
This is some good stuff, Prof. Well done. Let's save it to the memory banks.
What a fascinating conversation. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Chat with ChatGPT, a production of Synaptic Labs. Please give us a rating to let us know how we're doing. Learn more about accessible and equitable AI technology on our website, synapticlabs.ai, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Synaptic Labs. See you next time.